Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Public Library Director Rosalind Thompson about events coming up in April.
We're previewing April events at the Knoxville Public Library. I guess before we start that, I just want to ask you quick what it means to you and the people here at the library to have hosted an event commemorating, you know, the history of the Iowa flag this past week.
Yes, we are so very proud to have been the venue for all of the activities that that occurred just Monday, March 29th, and we had a really good turnout at the library. We had different activities going on, and it was a very good celebration commemorating Dixie Cornell Gephardt. After all, we're Knoxville, and we're very proud of the fact that we are the birthplace of the Iowa flag. And we had students who had written essays and read their essays aloud to an audience over Zoom and in person, and just all kinds of different activities. It was a very proud moment.
All right, well, moving on to what we got coming up here in April. We have National Library Week, the first full week of the month. What's all going to be happening there?
Yeah, National Library Week will be April 4th through the 10th. And we are so very proud to be at the library, to be working for the library and in this community. The theme this year is Welcome to Your Library. And, you know, it's been a very unusual year, but we have come through it, I think, with a new outlook and, you know, just looking at all the services and programs that we offer, and we've been able to expand those services. And, you know, in the form of curbside delivery and checking out hotspots and helping people. And so, being in the library, it's all about meeting the needs of your community. So we will actually be giving out daily prizes throughout that whole week. We will we'll have bundles or gift bags for people, lucky ones who come in through the door. And so we encourage you to come and visit us. And Tuesday the 6th is National Library Workers Day. So stop by and say hi to your friendly librarian. And new this year is National Library Outreach Day. It used to be called Bookmobile Day. But, you know, as you know, our services go beyond, you know, just the bookmobile that some bigger libraries may have. But we have a really good outreach program. For example, we have delivery to homebound residents, you know, for people who cannot come to the library. And we also deliver every 2 weeks to the nursing homes. And, you know, we do outreach in different ways. So stop by and see us sometime during that week.
Well, then, later on in the month, looks like April 20th, Poetry in the Park at Young's Park Shelter. What's happening there?
Right. We were talking about expanding services in some way, right, and doing services in a new way. And so we thought that it would be a wonderful time to celebrate National Poetry Month in April by having Poetry in the Park. So it'll be outside, it'll be outdoors, and it'll be at Young's Park at the shelter, and it'll be 1:30 in the afternoon, and just a group of friends. Everyone is welcome to come, and we will share our favorite poems. It'll be cool. It'll be really cool to be outside enjoying poetry.
Well, then towards the end of the month, we're having the writers panel about We the Interwoven. I understand that is from a grant you received earlier this year. Tell us about that.
Yes, of course. We were so very excited to have received the grant. One out of the first 200 libraries to receive the grant from the American Library Association. And the name of the grant was specifically called Libraries Transform Communities. So, you know, in the past, we've always celebrated in spring and fall. We've had our lifelong learning series. And for this year, going along with the theme of the State Library, we are going to celebrate diversity and inclusion in our communities. So we wrote a grant to do a community-wide, a county-wide community read. And so we purchased very many copies of the book, We the Interwoven, and it's written by writers who are bicultural, meaning that, you know, they are from a different culture, but they now live in Iowa. And we were so excited when we got in touch with the publisher and we were able to have a writers panel where the writers of the book will come and talk about their experiences living in Iowa. And it's over Zoom, but everyone is invited to come to that. We'll have the Zoom program at the library, and it's at 6 o'clock on April 27th. And we have multiple copies of the book to give up for free. So you can get a copy of the book and read it and share it with a friend, share it with people you know. And I think it'll be a great discussion on, you know, experiences of people who may be different, of different ethnic backgrounds. But that's what libraries are about, you know, learning and expanding ourselves.
Thanks to Knoxville Public Library Director Rosalind Thompson for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.